COVID-19 is devastating Brazil. It's already killed more than 22,000 Brazilians, and as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, there's a particular concern about its impact in the Amazon rainforest.
There's a huge fish that swims the rivers of the rainforest. It's called the pirarucu. This fish is more than 2 meters long, which means it's handy for anyone explaining social distancing to people in the Amazon. If you're waiting in a line, stay one pirarucu apart, advises the announcer. That public service broadcast is on community radio in a place called São Gabriel de Quechuera. It's a small river town surrounded by forest. That's the same message in one of São Gabriel's 16 local languages. 9 out of 10 people in the area are indigenous. The first cases were discovered in late April, says Fabio Sampaio, the municipal health secretary. First there were 2, the next day, 6. This threat really scared municipal officials, says Sampaio. Local people were scared too. There was a lot of panic, says André Baniwa, a leader from the Baniwa tribe. This virus doesn't fool around, he says. COVID-19 has now killed at least 17 people in São Gabriel. Nearly 600 are infected, including villagers in indigenous forest reserves. São Gabriel de Quechuera is in Brazil's far northwest, by a huge river, the Rio Negro. That's the same river the last time NPR travelled on it. Supplies are shipped in from the nearest big city. That city is Manaus, 550 miles away. When COVID-19 hit Manaus, it caused havoc. Victims were buried in mass graves. The health system collapsed. People in São Gabriel suspect that's where the virus came from. Riverboats with passengers are now banned from landing. Yet people have still been arriving in private boats from Manaus and sneaking in illegally, says Marivelton Barroso, an indigenous community leader. Barroso says in the Amazon, the river is seen as sacred, a source of life. Now people are looking at it differently. Today it's a threat, he says. São Gabriel's now in lockdown. It only has one hospital. Seriously ill patients are flown out to Manaus. No one wants that, says André Baniwa. People think they'll never come back. Brazil's military recently flew in medical support to São Gabriel and posted footage of this online. Yet many fear indigenous communities will be overlooked. Brazil's indigenous leaders see the president, Jair Bolsonaro, as a threat. He's weakened protection of their lands and cheered on deforesters. Bolsonaro's also downplaying the virus. His behavior's lamentable, says Juliana Radler from the Socio-Environmental Institute, an advocacy group. Radler's on São Gabriel's COVID-19 crisis committee. She fears the virus could devastate the area's indigenous communities. It's deeply worrying, she says. The people of the forest are seeking solutions of their own. We're experimenting with medicinal plants, says indigenous leader André Baniwa. We've already lost relatives. He hopes nature will offer a cure before his people lose many more. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.